Hello, thank you for
Hey, how
calling.
you?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. How can I help you?
Yes, this is the Paris Burke. I was just trying to reopen my claim, my unemployment claim.
Okay, I can do that for you.
And I have my car too.
You talking about your AdvantEdge card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you can use that same card if it's still valid.
Okay, I don't know if it's valid or not because I had end up doing it like for like a month and a half, and I never received the money, and I had end up getting a job and it's hard for me.
Okay, let me see. May I have your social security number?
420, 47, 40, 64.
Okay, Mr. Burke, may I have your date of birth, your driver's license number, and your mother's maiden name?
Yes, ma'am. My date of birth is September 7, 1997. My mom's name is Lisa Burke, and my driver's license number is 100932 69.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
I'm going to read you the five acknowledgement statements, and it's just asking, do you understand? Do you understand that knowing they're making a false statement and they're falsifying income documentation and can issue this class considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
Yes, ma'am. I was working at like after I found the job.
Okay, sir. And let me see where it said. Where is it? It says, was the work performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Oh, no, ma'am.
And could I have your last day working?
Yesterday, that'll be in.
I didn't mean to cut you off. What you gonna tell me, sir?
Oh, it's August 12th was my last day, 2024.
Okay. And this now is asking, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? Any on to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
Did I receive that?
So it's asking, like, have you already filed for unemployment and need only to file for trade benefits?
No. I mean, yeah, I have filed like 3 months ago.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance verification?
No, ma'am.
And your name is spelled DEPARIS and then BURKE. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you written under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you written under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And could I have a good phone number for you, sir?
251-394-4116.
Okay. I'm going to ask you some demographic questions now. What is your race?
African American.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in United States Armed Forces for more than 130 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
May I have your current address? May I get your current address?
758 Texas Street, apartment 16.
And do you get your mail at that same address?
Ma'am.
And do you get your mail at that same address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your last occupation and your job title there?
My last job?
Yes, sir. The one you filed a claim for.
It's, my last one.
Mm-hmm.
It was Ken Ford, my last job.
And what was your, job title?
A stacker.
Okay, this is the most recent one.
Oh, no, ma'am. The recent one that I just got fired from yesterday is, it was Austin.
And is that the job you wanted to file for?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your job title at the job you just had got terminated from?
It was the cleanup crew, site service.
Let me see if they have it. So when I tried to type that in, sir, what popped up was building and grounds cleaner, and then it says building cleaning workers.
Yeah, I say groundskeeper work because garbage bags and stuff like that, cleaning up and stuff. Bathrooms and stuff.
Come on then. Groundskeepers. Do they have it? Head grounds.
It was a temp service I was working for, though. It's like MCG workforce.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
That's kind of crazy they don't have it. They got grounds caretaker and then grounds maintenance worker. But it's talking about lands.
You put Austin up there?
Oh, it just, it don't let me type in, like, the name of the actual business. It'll just let me type in, like, the occupation itself.
Oh, okay. Just cleaning up. That's what I just clean up through.
Would, like, grounds maintenance be the same, or would that be something different?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's the same?
Yeah, at a hotel, that's what they're called, the guys that clean up the lobbies and stuff, take out the trash and stuff.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am, I'm seeking work.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for, or are you attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work also in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Let's say 25 miles.
I'm sorry, say that for me one more time, sir.
25 or 30 miles.
Got it. What is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
No lower than 15.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for? Wrong question. I didn't think about the old one. Let me see where it says. It says, have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from the employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Alright. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to see your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to reach you after your approved for payments, and there are fees and recharges for activities. If you have a checking and savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I got the card.
Okay, so I can just put down state debit card since you already have a card, but if your card is, you know, if it's not valid anymore, then we'll just send you a new one.
Okay.
Okay, sir, and can I have the name of that, let me see, that temp service you was working for?
MCG Workforce.
Got it. And this is the place that you had got this, that main, not cleaning, but you know, that cleaning job.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. And could I have the phone number for MG Workforce? I mean, MCG?
Let me Google it. It is 251-433-1005.
And could I get a location for that job, sir? Just the city?
Mobile, Alabama.
And could I get your start date?
Start
I'm still here. Just tell me when you're ready.
Okay, it's May, when I started, it was May 28th.
May 28th of this year?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And could I have your last day working, sir?
August the 12th.
Okay. And now it's asking, why are you no longer working?
They end up discharging me.
Did they give you a reason?
No call, no show.
Okay. And August the 12th, 2024. And could I get the name and title of the person that had terminated you?
Hillary.
And what was her job title?
She was one of the ladies. She's the lady that got me the job. She works at MCG Workforce.
Is she like HR or like the hiring manager or hiring rep?
Yes, ma'am. Like, yeah. You can say that, yeah. She's a temp service. Yeah, you can say HR.
Okay, let me put that down. Temp service representative. And now it's asking, what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge? So did you, when you had, okay. Did you bring in an excuse or anything, or did you call out anything different?
No, ma'am. I tried to call out and reach out, but they're not answering right at the moment.
Okay. And I was asking, did you commit the act your employer alleges? And it's basically just asking, is it true? That's the is the reason you got terminated true?
No, ma'am, it's not.
Okay. And did you receive any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
Yes, ma'am. One.
Okay. And now it's asking, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
I'm going to read you a disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match your earned for valid wage reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. You certify by entering your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, let me go back because I want to make sure I had it again. Make sure I had that fixed. Let me see. Not that. Come on.
Is it a way you can see about the last, why the last checks weren't coming through?
I can check that. I can go ahead and check that for you. Let me see.
Okay. I ain't getting none of that. That was like a month and a half.
So your last employer, was it Scotch and Gulf Lumber, or was it like a different job?
Yes, ma'am. Scotch and Gulf Lumber.
Okay. So the reason you didn't receive anything for that, it says it was a separation issue. And, like, that status is still pending. So, they had to verify why you had left that employer.
They had to verify why I had left that, why I left the company?
Yes, sir. They haven't verified it yet since it's still pending. And also, they said they needed some additional information.
Okay, like what?
So it's not telling me, but it just says they had attempted to reach out to you either by telephone or letter, and it says you have failed to provide requested information. Like, I'm not sure if they actually called you or not.
I don't think so.
But let me see. But when you do get the chance, I'm going to give you, once I finish filing your claim, I'm going to give you the number to our inquiry department so you can call them to see what kind of information they needed for that.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Let me go ahead and finish your claim, and let me go back to where I was at.
Okay.
And when you had filed that first claim, like, were you doing your weekly certifications each week?
Yes, ma'am. I had ended up missing 1 week but for just trying to get this job, MCG workforce, and I had ended up getting it. But after that, it took me like 2 weeks to get the job because I had did a piss test and stuff like that, so I still was doing it like that following week, but I just stopped doing it once I got the job. I just stopped doing it.
Okay, got it. But once you do get that cleared up for that original claim, and once it is approved, then you should receive payments for all those weeks that you did manage to file before you had got this job.
Okay, and that's the number you finna give me?
Yes, sir. And if you have a pen and paper, I can go ahead and give you the number.
Okay, one moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, sir. So that number is 800-361-4524.
4524?
Yes, sir. 4524.
Okay.
So that is an appointment-based number, sir, and you'll have to call that number at 5 p.m. today.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good.
And if you're not able to get an appointment today, then you can call again tomorrow. So you can call that number anytime between Sunday through Friday at 5 p.m. I mean, Sunday through Thursday.
Okay, 5 p.m.
Yes, sir, 5 p.m.
Okay. So do I know how much I can receive out of this claim?
I would have to see if he'll, like, sometimes he'll show, but it's probably not gonna show right now since this is like a, since this is kind of like a new claim, even though we're reopening it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But once we do file it in about like a couple weeks or so, you will receive like a monetary determination letter, and they'll just tell you what you're eligible for and the amount.
Yeah, man.
And also, if you just want to check on it, like be able to check the status for your claim, so you can call that number I gave you, and then you can also go online into your claimant portal, and the portal updates in real time too.
Oh, okay then.
But I'm gonna show you how to get to that too. I'm gonna tell you how, but let me see. Let me go back to the part I was at before. Okay, got that right, got that right. Okay, da-da-da. Okay, sir. I'm gonna ask you some random questions now, and this is just for identity verification. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2616 Appleberry Road, 33 Winding Way. I think it's Winding, or it's either, yeah, I think it's Winding Way. 504 Broadway Street, 909 Landale Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
You can say it one more time. One more time.
Okay,
I
sir.
heard. Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2616 Appleberry Road, 33, I think it's Winding Way, 504 Broadway Street, 909 Landale Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
You say when you say associated, you mean like just not living there? Like you saying living there?
Like, so it just like either have you ever lived in those locations or have you just ever been associated with it? Like, if it's close to you or anything?
Yeah, I know Broad. You said Broadway
Yes,
Street or
sir.
just Broad?
Have you ever heard of 504 Broadway Street?
Broadway. No, ma'am.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 295-55 Rock Creek Boulevard, 761 Westwood Drive, 803 Augusta Street, 96 Heather Ridge Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
No, ma'am, I ain't never been associated with.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 111 16th Place Southwest, 138 Kimberly Lane, 5075 Dawes Road, 77 Monarch Lane, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I've never been associated with neither of those addresses.
Okay. And now it says, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. And it's just asking, do you agree to file this claim?
Ma'am.
So it's yes, sir. It's asking, do you agree to file this unemployment claim?
Yes, ma'am.
You certifying the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information were right on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that it is your responsibility to re-familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim and benefit handbooks, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to read you the closing statements. The phone consistent telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes to reach the prosecutor unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. You must be able and available to work as well as you can. Let me see. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered with the Alabama Career Center System. Your application remains active for 90 days. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered with the Alabama Career Center System. Your application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and get your online resume. Prepared to do so, Arizona interest in your benefits, the information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibility contains information on how your claim is determined, discuss about your eligibility, and how to file your required work certifications. Prepared to file descriptions in the booklet could cause denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Find this claim to automatically start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Prepared to make clean certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can grab weekly certification either online or claim your portal. Click file certification button on the homepage or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday 12:01 a.m. Where is it? 12:01 a.m. through 11:05 p.m. Through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, certification cannot be made on Saturday. Verify and complete your weekly certification scripted by 5 p.m. on Friday, result in loss of benefits. Complete your first week certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. The phone online by telephone. You'll need to renew your PIN. Additional instruction on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Assessors for requirements are made for the following. At the end, members who have submitted proof of good standing of their union, employees on a verified short-term layoff, claims attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible assistance exemption. It is very important to keep reaffirmation that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line, at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before decision your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you to contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You've met an employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Fear to make at least 3 contacts each week or is on denial of benefits. For assistance your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Please note you reported your last day of work review during the current week. You will be required to report wages on your first week of certification. And do you have a pen and paper?
For a number?
Yes, sir. I had to give you your confirmation number and then your pen number.
Okay. Yes. Wait a minute. Yes, I have.
Okay, sir. So your confirmation number is 498-057-905.
You said 098?
So 498 and then 057 and then 905.
Okay.
And now I'm going to give you your PIN number. And your PIN number is 2053. And there is another phone number that you need. The first one, this is for the weekly certification line. And you only need to call this. So this is for the weekly certification. And you'll call this number starting this Sunday. And when you call this number, they'll ask for your PIN number. And what they want you to do is apply for 3 jobs each week. And then on Sunday, you'll call in and put in the dates that you applied for those jobs. And they do. Mm-hmm. And they do want you to either register with a career center or the AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov website. And it's just so you can upload your online resume. And Sunday is the recommended call-in date, but you can actually call anytime between Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., and you cannot call on Saturday.
And
that,
okay.
And that phone number is 800-752-7389.
You said 800-752-7389. Okay.
And that was the last thing to tell you, sir. And your claim has been filed. And that number I gave you earlier was the number for our inquiry department. And you only need to call that number if you have any questions. And you can call that number Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And like I had mentioned earlier, if you want to look into your old claim just to get it cleared up, you'll contact them today. Or if you're not able to today, you can try again tomorrow. And you'll just tell them, you know, you'll just ask what additional information that they need.
Yes, ma'am.
But let me see. But besides that, do you have any questions for me, sir?
So when I do call those people at 5 p.m. today, I just, like, when they ask, like, what am I calling for, I just tell them, like, about the old claim, like,
yes, sir. Just tell them about the old claim that you filed and just let them know. Just let them know that you never received any payments for it.
Okay. Okay.
But yes, sir. But do you have any more questions?
So you guys send the new card?
Yes, sir. Like, if that card that you already have, if it's expired, then they'll send you out a new card once you're approved.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's probably about it.
Okay, sir. And I just wanted to say, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope you have a great day.
I hope you have a great day, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.